Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is taking another shot at higher ethanol blends. She wants the state to require gas stations to offer fuel with higher ethanol blends. The Des Moines Register says a more wide-ranging proposal stalled out last year after disagreements between fuel retailers, renewable fuel providers, and transportation groups. Reynolds says Iowans deserve access to fuel that's less expensive, cleaner burning, and grown and made right here. Her legislation recently passed the House Ways and Means Committee after hearing objections from transportation groups and gas stations, as well as praise from renewable fuel producers. Despite the disagreements, key lawmakers say they're much closer to an agreement that both sides would accept. The problems with COVID have been extended, and so the USDA is also extending some pandemic-related crop insurance flexibilities. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
With COVID on the scene, we have all learned to be flexible. Yes, and that's certainly been true in the world of crop insurance, where deadlines and getting signatures rule the day. During the course of the pandemic, the Agriculture Department has granted several flexibilities along those lines for crop insurance operations, things like extending certain reporting deadlines, allowing more use of electronic signatures and such. Risk Management Agency Administrator Marcia Bunger says most of those exceptions or flexibilities were supposed to end this coming Monday.
But with the continuation of COVID and wanting to keep producers, partners, and agents and everyone safe, we are going to extend those flexibilities.
No new ones, but an extension of the current ones through the end of June.
And or possibly later because of the unknowns around COVID.
For details on all of this, you can go online to rma.usda.gov.
Well, the invention of the round bale has made livestock feeders' lives much easier. Round bales can also translate into more waste when not stored or fed properly. During times like these, when hay is so expensive, proper hay practices are critical to help minimize costs. Marty New, an Oklahoma State University Extension area livestock specialist, goes over some of the do's and don'ts in the proper way of hay storage.
The biggest thing is to get them stacked in rows north to south with no shade exposure and keep the rows about 3 feet apart. That way we get good airflow and exposure to the sun. That way when we do have a rain or a snow event, it allows us to get that drying time, because as that moisture penetrates further and further into that bale, that's where we start to see the deterioration.
The second key to proper hay storage is baling smart.
It starts with how you make a good bale. Baling at the right time, and the right time is, are we getting the forage at the right time, but also are we running that baler at the right time?
This is Inside Agriculture.